नमः विष्णु पादाय कृष्ण प्रेष्ठाय भूतले श्रीमते भक्ति वेदांत स्वामिन इति नामिने नमस्ते सारस्वते देवे गौरवाणी प्रचारिणे निर्विशेष शून्यवादी पाश्चात्य देशकारिणे. सो आई विल स्पीक अबाउट माय प्रेजेंस इन प्रभुपाद इन New York, first New York Rath Yatra in 1976. And after that, I will invite all of you to suggest or question or subject, anything that you would like to know, and we will discuss about that. So, in 75, I missed Srila Prabhupada in Toronto, and in 76 I had great fortune to be with him for 7 days in Toronto, and after that New York Rath Yatra same year. So New York acquired a new temple which was off 5th Avenue on 54th Street. It was very, very tall building, and on the ground floor there was beautiful, big, huge temple hall, and then every floor there were so many residents and other things. So it was the first Rath Yatra. So the cart, three beautiful cart were built by devotees. Nice, beautiful cart, tall and strong, and Lady Subhadra's cart, which was in middle, had a deck underneath the cart for Srila Prabhupada. You may question why underneath. The reason was that Srila Prabhupada was preaching very strongly in Western world, and he had so-called enemies, target, because he was preaching Krishna consciousness from Christian people. So there was somebody may even suit or whatever. So for his protection, his seat was under Subhadra Devi. So Srila Prabhupada came in a halfway to the Rath Yatra, and he had many strong devotee bodyguards, and right beside Subhadra Devi's cart there was a very staunch Christian group of people with banners advertising how Christianity is the way, Jesus Christ is the way, and get lost from here. I don't remember, but I'm sure they might have a small little sound system like that, announcing how Krishna consciousness is bad, not good. Christianity is the way. So Prabhupada came in a very, very beautiful car, and Prabhupada just walked right in front of cart, and immediately he started dancing. And he was so happy to see first Rath Yatra in New York City. It was his victory. So he was very, 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 very happy. And the people, New Yorkers, back of carts, three carts, in the front of the carts, all you see is ocean of people. Fifth Avenue is the biggest street in New York. The whole Fifth Avenue, miles and miles, was flooded with people. So when Prabhupada started dancing, the devotees went wild, and they started roaring and dancing, jumping. So one big policeman came and said, "Who is in charge? Who is in charge?" So he says to one devotee, "Can you ask that old man to not dance and sit or whatever? Can you stop him? Because everything was very vibrant. Crowd was going wild, and so policemen were heavy. So they asked Prabhupada, please, policemen are complaining, so please take your seat." And so Prabhupada just slowed down and slowly and gradually went under the cart, And then all three carts went up to Tomkinson Square Garden, beautiful park, small, maybe total 3 acres. So still the same route, Rath Yatra. I was there this year also. Most of the year I go to New York Rath Yatra, just to remember Prabhupada. So Prabhupada came to the Thompson Square Garden. So then he gave a lecture from the stage, addressed devotees, and then he sat down. Whole park was flooded with people. No ground you can see, everything was covered with heads. So many people. And then there was prasadam distribution on one side and a stage. And this is what I remember. But every year, same route, same place, the Rath Yatra takes place. So this is what I could remember. So Rath Yatra is the chance for Lord Jagannath to go out of the temple and bless and deliver and give darshan to his devotees out there in the city. So it is stated in scripture that one who sees Lord Jagannath sitting on a chariot, he goes back to home, back to Godhead. He does not have to take birth again in this material world. And Lord Jagannath very beautifully was riding chariot in Koprivincha, giving audience and mercy in terms of prasadam to the citizens. Everybody saw him on the rath and took prasad, cookies, also hear the holy name, also had an audience or had a darshan of devotees of the Lord, which is very, very rare opportunity in a material world. Having darshan with devotees, any person who is very favorable to Krishna consciousness can immediately delivered from material world. So we don't realize enough how important it is that general populace can have darshan of Jagannath Baldev Subhadra Devi with his devotees. You go to Jagannath Puri, you see Jagannath with his very, very beloved devotees. It is very, very beneficial to anybody who sees Jagannath with his devotees. Very biggest benefit is also for devotees. Association with the devotees is very uplifting. We have seen that we bring all of us together. We don't recognize this or appreciate our meeting on such an occasion. It is very beneficial for all of us. Sadhu Sangha, Sadhu Sangha, Sarva Shastri Koi, Lava Matra Sadhu Sangha, Sarva Siddhi Hoi. Sadhu Sangha is very, very important. So, Krishna Bhakti, Janma Mool, Hoi Sadhu
Sangha,
Krishna Prem Janme,
Krishna Prem Janme,
Teho Puna,
Teho Puna,
Mukhya Ang,
Mukhya Ang,
Chaitanya Charitamrita 222-83, that Krishna Bhakti Janma, birth of Krishna Bhakti, Mool Hoy Sadhu Sangha. Without the association of the devotees, one cannot attain devotional service at the lotus feet of the Lord. So this is the importance of devotional service. So thank you very much. Hare Krishna.